When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back on a Burgundy Gold Game Day on The Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Well, a touchdown with Rood. You could score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. It is Burgundy and Gold Game Day. It's also Open Line Thursday, and we're scheduled to talk to Dave Richard from CBS Sports, and he does join us now. You can link up with Dave three different ways on his fantasy football advice. At Dave Richard on X, live on YouTube every morning. You can search for Fantasy Football Today and three times a week on Fantasy Football Today on the CBS Sports Network. What's going on, Dave?
Gentlemen, we are getting to about that time where one more loss in your fantasy league and mm-hmm. it's over for you. Yeah. So we've got to do everything that we can to make sure that you keep your winning ways. When you go to set your lineup this week, I want you to set it up for week 12 before you set it up for week 11, because you need to see in advance just how many guys you might need to replace for next week. It's the Falcons, the Bills, the Bengals, the Jaguars, the Saints, the Jets, all on bye. There's a lot of good quarterbacks that are going to be on bye, a lot of good running backs and receivers too. So when you go to set your lineups, and you should start tonight, set it for week 12 first, and then you'll get an idea of what you need to replace next week before you set it for week 11.
Hey, Dave, with B-Rob coming back into the lineup tonight for the Commanders, what do you do with Austin Eckler? Like, I have a full PPR where I have Eckler, Alexander Mattison, and Brian Thomas Jr. They're battling it out for one last spot. What do you do there?
Yeah, I don't feel good about any of those guys, but the one that has the most upside is clearly Brian Thomas Jr., so mm-hmm. I would probably go in that direction. And look, it really comes down to what Eckler has done when Brian Thomas Jr. has been on the field. And it isn't a lot. He doesn't get a ton of touches. When Brian Thomas plays, he's got one game with double-digit touches.
You mean Brian touches. Robinson?
Back in, yeah, with Robinson on the field. No, this is what Eckler's done when Robinson's on the field. If I said a different name, I'm sorry. You know me. I'm all over the place. But usually he's good for anywhere between 6 to 9 touches when B-Rob is also playing. And when you're just getting that many touches and you're probably not working near the goal line, you're going to need Eckler to break a big play. Mm-hmm. And this is a tough defense. Ever since the bye, Philadelphia has had their head screwed on straight. They've been outstanding against the run. They've been great against the pass. They've only allowed one touchdown catch in their last 5 games. This is not an easy defense for the Commanders to go up against. So I'm nervous about all Commanders running backs. And I would be nervous to start Austin Eckler this week, even as a flex.
Hey, Dave, Valdez is asking, Russ or Jaden Daniels this week?
Who are Jaden Daniels? Russ?
Russ.
So this is like for a super flex spot? Oh, no, you said Jaden Daniels, not Jaden Reed.
Right.
Why am I all over the place today? This is messed up. All right, I'm with you now, and it's Daniels. Russ has been great last 3 games. 2 of them have been awesome. 1 of them not so good, but it really should have been. I like the way that Russ has been playing. You guys saw him last week. Even though he completed 50% of his passes, he threw 3 touchdowns. I think Jaden Daniels just has more upside. And I know this Commanders, or the Eagles defense, rather, it's tough. They've been good. I talked about it. I still think Jaden Daniels has more upside with his rushing, with his ability to just keep throwing to McLaurin and Ertz. I think that's the guy to go with.
All right. I don't know if this is a dumb question, but somebody hit me up and said, please ask Dave. Half PPR cakes. Flex. I don't know if that's meaningful or not.
Okay, yes.
B-Rob, Cedric Tillman, or Ramondre Stevenson?
So I'll go with Tillman, and it's not a stupid question at all. And it really has to do more with the matchup that Robinson has and how much trust that I really want to put in Ramondre Stevenson against the Rams. And I know the Rams got blown up on Monday against the run, and now here they are playing on Sunday. I just like what Tillman's doing, and I like the matchup for the Browns. Going into New Orleans, that Saints secondary, I don't think they're as good as Atlanta made them look last week. And honestly, Atlanta threw for over 300 yards, and Tillman's the number one receiver in Cleveland. And while I do think it is going to be a big week for Nick Chubb, I still think there will be enough there for Cedric Tillman, especially in a half PPR, to outscore those running backs.
All right, I'm getting greedy here. Before we go to the calls, can you trust Devontae Smith tonight? I know he came coming off a dud, and he's nursing a hamstring injury. What do you see there from Devontae?
So I watched the film from last week because I wanted to see just how slow he might be because of the hamstring, and I got to tell you, he looked like normal Devontae Smith. And the fact that he was open for what would have been a long touchdown and Jalen Hurts underthrew him, it made me sick because that's the type of play that we need from Devontae Smith for him to come through. I still like the matchup against the Commanders secondary. No Marshon Lattimore yet means that they're still the same defense and the same personnel that they've been using all year. I am going to kind of temper expectations with him because there is so much downside. He's in that flex range for me. But if you're in a league that starts three wide receivers, or if he's your number two wide receiver and you just don't want to go and roll the dice with somebody else, I get it. You should start him because of his high upside, because he has the potential for one big play to be worth 13 or 14 fantasy points.
All right, let's head to the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines, 800-636-1067. Now is your chance to ask Dave Richard those important Week 11 questions.
All right, let's go to JoJo in Hyattsville. Hey, JoJo, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, fellas. Half-point PPR, start 2 of 5. Tillman, Myers, Brian Thomas Jr., Calvin Ridley, or Smith and Jigba?
I like Myers, and I like Calvin Ridley from that group. And JSN, just as an example, everybody loves to try and wedge him in the lineups. DK Metcalf's back. I think he has only one game in his career with over 15 PPR points. That's full PPR points with DK Metcalf. I just like the role that Myers and Ridley have with their respective teams. They're the number one wide receivers. They're going to get a lot of targets. It's kind of a double-edged sword with them because their quarterbacks can be pretty bad. But we saw it last week. Calvin Ridley found pay dirt not only early in the game against a good Chargers defense, but also late in the game in garbage time. And so that's something they all count the same in fantasy. Ridley's going to get a lot of work. He's still as fast and quick as ever. I've got him as a number two wide receiver. I have both those guys as number two wide receivers this week.
Best of luck, JoJo. Thanks for the call.
All right, let's go to Steve Portsmouth. Steve, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave. I'm in a standard league. I need one. Romeo Doubs, Gus Edwards, or Quentin Johnson, and then Zach Ertz or Jake Ferguson.
I'll go with Ferguson over Ertz, and I just like the role and the big play chances that Quentin Johnston has. And we don't quite see that from Doubs. We do on occasion, but Doubs' matchup against Chicago is tough, and I kind of feel like this is the Bears' last stand. This is their Super Bowl for the year, playing against Green Bay after their offensive coordinator got fired. Everyone knows just how down the Bears are. I think the defense will try and bounce back. So I like the matchup a little bit better for Quentin Johnston against Cincinnati, and I like his chances to not just reel in like a 40-yard touchdown. He had a red zone touchdown last week. He just didn't have a lot of catches because the Chargers didn't throw that much. I think they're going to have to throw more this week against Cincinnati.
All right, thank you, Steve. Dave. Let's go to Pastor Jacques Bristow. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, friends. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, good.
I saw a picture of you and Mike the Banker.
Oh, last night at a volleyball match. Yeah, met him for the first time. He's a good guy.
Yeah, good guy. He's on the Ozempic, you know.
Why do you have to call him out every time?
I just think it's funny. What's up, Pastor Jacques?
Here's the question, Dave. It's a half PPR. It destroys me to even ask this, but do I roll out CeeDee Lamb and don't overthink it, or do I swerve and play Ladd McConkey in a plus matchup, or even Calvin Ridley, who has been, like you said, on a little bit of a heater lately?
He has been on a heater, but he's got the same thing in his favor that CeeDee Lamb has in his favor, and that's volume. And so you can kind of take that factor out of the way for Calvin Ridley. The problem with Lamb, just by comparison to Ridley, for example, is that he's not going to get a lot of deep catches, but he is going to get a lot of catches. And you've got to hope that this week, when he gets thrown at in the end zone, the stupid sun isn't going to be coming in through the giant window at AT&T Stadium. If he catches that pass, he's over 15 PPR points last week. So I think people don't complain or worry that much about CeeDee Lamb. And against Houston, that secondary, that whole defense was supposed to be like one of the toughest defenses to play against in the league, and they're not. They haven't been. And so there's opportunities there for CeeDee Lamb, even with stupid Cooper Rush throwing to him, and he's not really stupid. I'm just, lamenting my luck. I might have CeeDee Lamb on a couple of teams myself. There's still a chance for him to have a good game. So I'm okay with CeeDee Lamb over Calvin Ridley.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Jacques. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to Jason. Jason, what's up? You're on with Dave Richard.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
How's it going, Dave? I need what? Two. I got Ridley, Njigba, Mooney, or Swift.
And do you know what catches count for in your league, sir?
Yeah, it's PPR.
Okay, good. So I would actually, I think I'd stay away from Swift and go with Ridley and Mooney just because I think volume will help them. Here's something I noticed about Darnell Mooney. His efficiency spikes when he's targeted when Kirk Cousins is under duress, meaning he's pressured, the pass rush is getting to him. His target share, his target per route run rate is down when that happens, but when he does get targets, he makes things happen. So I kind of buy into Mooney. I like him better than even Drake London this week in full PPR. So I would go with Mooney, and I would go with Ridley. And it wouldn't surprise me if DeAndre Swift had a good game. Chicago's offensive line will get healthy. And like I told you, this Bears offense, this is their last stand for their coaches, for each other. This is really the most important game that they'll play this year. So it wouldn't surprise me if DeAndre Swift ended up having a good game. I just don't know how many catches he'll get. And so I'd rather go with the players that are going to get your points for those catches and could still score just as easily as DeAndre Swift could.
Dave, I'm assuming you're worried about Patrick Surtain in the Drake London matchup. Like, I just can't sit Drake London. I don't have a plethora of wide receivers that I can plug in over him. Like, you still have to play him, right? You just probably temper your expectations.
Well, I mean, to put it a different way, I've got him in the same range as Jackson Smith and Jigba, and you know how I feel about Jackson Smith and Jigba. I would start Devontae Smith, who's just as boom or bust as any wide receiver out there, over Drake London. There is a serious track record of number one wide receivers with the same type of skill set as Drake London, meaning that they line up wide frequently. They're not necessarily the fastest guys on the field. And in Drake London, he's never the fastest guy on the field. Those types of receivers have been taken away by Denver, and it's not just Surtain. It's McMillan. I think the other corner, I don't remember the other corner's name off the top of my head, but they play good fundamental defense. And they rush the quarterback a lot. And his numbers, I talked about Mooney's efficiency when Kirk Cousins is pressured. When Kirk Cousins is pressured, I don't think Drake London even has a touchdown this year. All of his touchdowns have come when Kirk Cousins has had it nice and easy in the pocket, no pressure on him. That's not going to be the case that often this week against Denver. I actually think the Broncos win.
All right, it's speed round time. No stammering, no stuttering, no small talk, no shaky voice, no dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones. Drab's very insistent upon that. And don't disrespect Dave's advice. I hope the listeners are ready.
All right. Let's go to Mike. Speed round. Go.
Gesicki, Roma Dunze, or Dallas Goedert?
It's going to be Gesicki, assuming that T. Higgins is out.
Higgins never
Can
plays
I take
anymore.
Goedert over Roma Dunze, too?
I guess.
Second question, not allowed.
Not allowed? Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
I slipped on that. It's my bad.
Let's go
Scott. I let my guard down, Valdez.
Crofton, speed round, go.
CJ Stroud, Jared Goff.
That's how it's done.
Goff.
Let's go to Kevin, speed round, go.
PPR, Pickens or Jacoby Myers? Go Commanders.
Woo!
Pickens is a top five receiver.
Oof. Look at that.
Let's go to Patrick, speed round, go.
Half PPR, Hill or B-Rob? Flex spot.
I don't know which Hill you mean. Could it be Tyreek? Could it be Taysom? Tyreek. I'm going to say that you meant Tyreek. I'll go Tyreek over Brian Robinson.
Let's go, Guy. Speed round. Go.
Estime, Adel Day, or Addison May?
I don't know who you were trying to say with the second name. I would take Addison over.
Adel Day.
Takes you
too many bits. He's doing too many bits.
Can you just humor me, though? Was he doing the pig Latin thing?
No, he's doing Audric Estime. That's the dude's real name. And then I couldn't make out the second name, but he's doing the Jordan Addison Lay Day bit. He's adding an A to the end of the guy's name when it doesn't belong.
Yes, it was like pig Latin.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
He just gave us all like an audio traffic jam.
Yeah, my head hurts right now.
It's the worst thing ever.
I want to go home. Joseph, speed round, go.
Purdy, Burrow.
Purdy.
See, that's how it's done. Nice and simple.
Jason, speed round, go.
Dowdle or Williams?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Dowdle over Javonte Williams. I think that's
who. I mean, which Williams? There's 100 Williams.
Yeah, Williams from Denver. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to start Williams from Denver anytime soon.
All right, there you go.
All right, Dave, we got them all in. Best of luck to you in week 11 with your 96 different teams that you trot out every week.
Take it easy. It's only 53 teams. It's only 53. Right. Same to you guys. Wins are important. Go get them. If you have any questions, find me on X at Dave Richard.
I mean, your very Tuesday cool. night waivers must be a just complete debacle. If you have,
you know, I put on some Barry White and light a candle and do my waivers.
As you should. All right, Dave.
Valdez does that too.
Best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next week. That's Dave Richard, CBS Sports Fantasy Football Experts. Three ways to link up with Dave and his fantasy football advice on X at Dave Richard. Live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today, and three times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network. Coming up next, we'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. He'll join us next on The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.